So let's review. The Papa continues to present various questions about different scenarios related to the avoidis of Kemitza and Chafina. Bayra Papa, Chavin Chavei Ribbonos L'Teich Chafonav Mahu. What is the din if a different Kohen scooped out the Keteris spice in his palms and then transferred it to the hands of the Kohen Gadol? The Gemara answers takeaway. Bayra B'Shuben Levi, Chavin Umeis, Mahu Shei Konis Achor B'Chafinasai. Shimon Levi asked about a case where the Kohen Gadol suddenly passed away after he did the Chafina. May the replacement Kohen Gadol use the Chafina of the deceased Kohen Gadol, or must he perform a new Chafina? Rav Papa explains that this question is dependent on the question of whether Chayfin, Chayzer v'Chayfin Olai, is the Chafina repeated inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which means that the Kohen Gadol must again hold the Keteris in his two hands and then pour it over the coals, or he can pour the Keteris directly from the spoon onto the coals? If we say Chayfin v'Chayzer v'Chayfin, then the new Kohen Gadol may use the first Kohen's Chafina, since he will make a second Chafina inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If we say Ein Chayfin v'Chayzer v'Chayfin, then we have a Shaila whether the second Kohen Gadol can do the Avodah of Keteris with the Chafina of the first Kohen Gadol. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Yeshua holds exactly the opposite. He says that if we hold Chayfin v'Chayzer v'Chayfin, then the new Kohen may not use the previous Kohen's Chafina, as each kohen has a different size fist. And it's impossible that the amount of the Keteris spice would be the same from one kohen to the next. It would be either a bit less or a bit more, and it must be exactly Melech Chafnav. If we hold Ein Chayfin v'Chayzer v'Chayfin, then we have the Shaila. The Gemara in fact concludes Chayfin v'Chayzer v'Chayfin. The Kohen Gadol does make a second Chafina inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as we see in the following Braisa, which describes in detail the Avoida of the Keteris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Braisa relates, Kesed Huwaisa, how does the Kohen Gadol transfer the Keteris from the Kaf to his hands? The problem here is that, as opposed to the first Chafina, which was done outside of the Heichal, where the Kohen Gadol took two hands full of Keteris from a large Kli into his unoccupied hands, this amount, which is the exact amount of Keteris for this Kohen Gadol, is deposited into a golden spoon and carried into the Kodesh HaKadoshim by the Kohen Gadol. However, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen must somehow get the Keteris spice back into both of his hands from the spoon without spilling a drop. Thus the Gemara asks, Kesed Huwaisa, how is this accomplished? The Braisa explains, Oichiz es ha-bezach b'reish etz b'oisav. The Kohen Gadol holds the spoon with his fingertips, with the handle towards his body, and slowly draws the spoon closer to his body using his thumbs, until the spoon is in his palms, and the handle slides up between his arms to the elbow, with which he flips it over to pour the Keteris back into his hands. The Yesh Emin Bishinov, some say, he holds the spoon in his teeth and pours it into his hands. He then pours the Keteris spice over the coals in the machta, which he had earlier placed on the floor of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In any case, Zuhi Avoyde Kasher Shabbat Mikdash. This is one of the most difficult avoydes that the Kohen performs in the Beis HaMikdash. We do see from this braisa that Chafina is repeated inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and in fact the Gemara says, Shema Minah, Chayfin v'Chayzer v'Chayfin, Shema Minah. The Gemara now brings a similar question of a case where the Kohen Gadol suddenly passes away after shechting the Par Kohen Gadol, but before doing the Zrikas Adam, if the replacement Kohen may use the same Par, or must he bring a new Par and start the whole process over again? Do we learn from the Pasuk, B'zois Yovei Aron El HaKodesh B'Par Ben Bokar, that the Kohen must come into the Kodesh HaKodeshim with his own Par? B'Par V'Afilu B'Domishal Par, that it is enough to have the blood of the Par? Or do we learn, Par V'Loi B'Domishal Par, and the new Kohen must bring his own Par? Reb Chanina and Reb Ami both hold, B'Par V'Loi B'Domishal Par, and therefore, a replacement Kohen Gadol would need to bring his own Par and Shecht it anew. Reb Shlokesh and Reb Yitzchak both hold, B'Par V'Afilu B'Domishal Par, and if the Kohen Gadol passed away and suddenly after the Shechita of his Par, the replacement Kohen may use the blood of the Par which was already shechted by the previous Kohen. Reb Ami challenged the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak of Par v'afilu b'domishal Par from the case of Korban Pesach, where the Mishnah had taught, U'moishchin yidein ad sheyishchit. One may change his association with a certain Korban Pesach up until the time that the Korban is slaughtered. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, this Mishnah should have given time up until Zrikas Adam, because it would be considered as if the Seh still exists. The Gemara, however, states that we cannot compare our law of Par from the law of Korban Pesach, as the Korban Pesach has a special teaching of Miyos Miseh, from which the Gemara learns, Mechiyusei de seh, the live seh, that one may remove himself from the seh only as long as it is alive up until the Shechita.